Yevamos Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes 4-9, and the Mishnah now continues to discuss certain ramifications of the halacha we just learned in the previous Mishnah, that the relatives of one's chalutza are forbidden to him. So for this Mishnah, you have to just draw out the family tree to keep track of things. It's not a complicated family tree, but just put it on paper so you can keep an eye on things. There are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. There are two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And initially, Reuven is going to marry Rachel. Okay? So, and then Reuven is going to die childless. That being the case, Rachel now has a Zika connecting her to Shimon and Levi, requiring one of them to do Yibum or Chalitza. That being the case, as we said in the previous Mishnah, since there's a Zika between Shimon and Levi, each severally, and Rachel, so that means that both of them are forbidden to marry Rachel's sister, Leah. Once that Zika is resolved, the person who performed chalitza with her still would never be able to marry Leah, but the other brother would be free to do so. Nevertheless, here the Mishnah says, Shomeres Yavam, you have the woman waiting for Yibam. So that's going to be Rachel. She's the widow of Reuven, who's now died. Shekidish Achiv Es Achosa. So this is a little tricky grammatically, but it means his brother, meaning the late brother Reuven, had a brother, and that brother performed Kedushin with Achosa, with her, the widow's, meaning Rachel's, sister, Leah. That means that, let's say, Levi gave a ring to Leah, Rachel's sister, and said, Hirat Makudeshli B'tabadzu, and she accepted it. So now, Midda Oraisa, that does effect Kedushin. That's a bona fide Kedushin. She accepted it, and therefore now, now Leah and Levi are, whatever the word is in English, engaged or married, they perform Kedushin, right? The first stage of marriage is done. And that's a Doraisa, that's binding, meaning now to sever that relationship, a get would be required, etc. So now that they've, Levi and Leah now are married, Arusos, whatever. So that was against the Din Derabanan. The rabbis had said, since Leah was a relative of Rachel, her sister, and since there's a Zika between Levi and Rachel, they're not to get married until they resolve that, but he did anyways. And it works. And not only does it work, it makes it now that they're really for real married, as with the Kedushin, Arison. So, what happens now? Do they have to separate? The answer is not necessarily, because Mishum Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, they said in the name of Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira, Omrim Lo, we give this guy some advice. We say, listen, Levi, you did the wrong thing in giving that ring and becoming engaged, married to Leah. But now that you are, and it's binding, so just wait a second. Ham 10, just wait. Ad shiyasa achicha hagadol masa, until your other brother, literally your older brother, but it's actually lav davka, it could be younger brother too, but here, whoever's oldest brother should be doing Yibum, and here it's going to be Shimon. So wait until Shimon does the act, meaning either Yibum or Chalitza, because once Shimon does either Yibum or Chalitza with the widow Rachel, that will sever the Zika between Rachel and Levi, and that will mean that Levi no longer is having a Zika with Rachel, is no longer forbidden to marry Rachel's sister Leah, and therefore they can proceed with the next step of marriage, Nisuin, she can move in with him. So we say, even though you did the wrong thing, just wait, and once the Zika is resolved, you'll be able to marry, we'll tell Levi, he can then marry Leah. Now, what happens if, says the Mishnah, we're going to go through all the possibilities. If chalatz la'achiv, if his brother, now we're talking Shimon, his meaning Levi's brother, Shimon, does chalitza with Rachel, o kansa, or he brings her in, meaning he does yibum, he marries her, and they become husband and wife. So in both those cases, now Rachel no longer has a zika with Levi, and therefore Levi can marry her relatives, and therefore maybe Levi can do nisuin with his arusa, Leah. That's what the Mishnah says. Yichnos es ishto. He can bring his wife in. They can move in together and live happily ever after. notwithstanding he made an Isra Doraisa, Isra Dorabanan, in giving her Kedushin the first time, that's gone, and now they can marry totally beheter. If Mesa HaYavama, if Shimon doesn't perform Chalitza or Yibum with Rachel, but instead Rachel dies, so then similarly, there's no Zik anymore between Levi and Rachel, because Rachel's dead, and therefore Levi's free to marry Rachel's sister Leah, and therefore they can proceed with the Nisuin and get married. And that's what the Mishnah says here, Mesa HaYavama, if Rachel dies, Yichnos Es Ishto, Levi can now marry Nisuin Chuppah, move in with the sister Leah. Meis Yavam. Now, what happens if it's the remaining would-be Yavam, meaning Shimon, if he dies? So now you only have two brothers, Shimon and Levi. You had the two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Rachel had a Zika pointing to both Shimon and Levi. One of them has to resolve it by doing Yibum or Chalitza. If Shimon dies, there's no one left but Levi. So now Rachel's stuck. She can't go anywhere until the Zika's resolved. And Levi now is going to be permanently forbidden from marrying his wife Leah, because right now Leah remains Achos Zekukaso, the sister of Rachel with whom he has Zika. And as we'll see in a second, even if he has to now resolve it, but he'll never be able to marry her. Now, what will he have to do, says the Mishnah? Yotzias Ishto Baget. First of all, Levi has to now send his wife away, his wife meaning his Arusa, Leah. He has to use a get to sever that connection, because once she accepts Kedushin from him, they're married. And the only way to sever a marriage is with a get. So therefore, Leah needs a get. But since Levi was married to Leah, that means that Rachel is Leah's sister. And that being the case, he will not be able to ever marry Rachel. Instead, since he can't do Yibum, he'll have to do Chalitza to send her away. And therefore, no one lives happily ever after. Rachel goes on to marry somebody else, and Leah remains a Grusha divorcee